Welcome to the Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. I'm your host every day on this podcast on bettingpros.com. And it's all being brought to you by BetMGM. Well, the darkness or the light? My Star Wars love, wearing my Star Wars shirt today, hoping that the light give me some Luke, give me some Leia, and give me a little Star Wars, baby. How about that? We get ourselves the light parlay. $25 to take home $183. That's what I bet, at least. I don't know what you guys bet on it, but we lose the other side, the darkness, so we're up 1.5 units on the day. I will take it. Now, we're not always going to have fun, but that's what we were trying to do with the Four Fun Friday parlay. And maybe that will be a thing. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that on the Daily Juice, because that was awesome to sweat that out. The Miami Heat, man. There's just something about sports where if everyone is expecting something to happen, you wear those Black Mamba jerseys. You hear about the fact that the Lakers had a ceremony planned as to what they were going to do after they won the championship. You see the Miami Heat and the heart that that team has, the heart that Jimmy Butler has. They weren't going out like that. Now, they may lose on Sunday or they may lose in Game 7, but they weren't going out like that. They weren't going out on a Friday night where the coronation, they rolled out the freaking confetti. They had the confetti guns ready to go. That franchise is too proud. That team has too much guts. The balls are too big on that team, man. They're not going out like that. So that was, what a win. And then the Rays, my God, 2-1 or 2-1 win, home run in the eighth inning off of Chapman. It's Mariano Rivera all over again, right, for the Yankees. So just an awesome night. Look, as a Red Sox fan, as a Patriots fan, as a Celtics fan, anytime I can watch the Laker fan base cry and the Yankee fan base cry, I am in love with the night. And on top of it, we hit a 7.5-1 or whatever it was, parlay for us. I'm going to take that and I'm going to smile and I'm going to be really happy. And, well, we've got a Saturday card for you guys in college football that I've kind of tinkered with a little bit. And we've given you two plays already that I'll talk about, but I've got three other plays that I want to talk about. And I feel like there's a lot of volatility this weekend, both in the pros and in the college ranks. So I'm this is one of the weekends where I'm kind of like ducking and covering, and I'm going to place the bet and I'm going to close my eyes and kind of watch the games through my fingers and kind of go, okay, I hope I'm seeing this correctly. But yeah, it's a tough week. It's a tough week in college football. It's a real tough week in the NFL. But remember the live stream tomorrow morning beginning at 11 a.m. off the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. Hopefully you've already subscribed to it, but we go live at 11 a.m., 8 a.m. Pacific time, and we go for an hour. Prop bets, line movements, injuries, answering questions. It's been so much fun every Sunday morning. We roll it out. We rock with it. You guys have been awesome. So make sure you're subscribed so you're notified when I go live. But looking forward to hearing and seeing you guys coming up tomorrow morning on the parlay. On the broadcast, not the parlay. Parlays were good, but it's a broadcast live stream coming up tomorrow morning on a Sunday for week 5 in the NFL. I'll tell you about my Circa plays. I'll tell you about my DraftKings plays. Both are changing at this time of taping on Friday night. Both of those are changing because we just don't know what's going to happen. Injuries, Garoppolo's playing now, and Tuesday games and Monday night doubleheaders, and it's just a crazy, crazy wild time. But the Daily Juice is being brought to you by Prize Picks. Tired of losing in fantasy sports? Times are changing. Now it's just you versus the numbers. Prize Picks is the perfect place for you, whether the injury bug has ruined your season-long team or you are a seasoned vet in the daily fantasy space. On Prize Picks, you select 2, 3, or 4 players and predict if they're going to go over or under their fantasy projection. Think DeAndre Hopkins is going to score a touchdown with 100-plus receiving yards? Take his over and win real cash today. Prize Picks gives you the chance to win 10 times your money for getting 4 predictions correct. Entries are so simple, and they can be made in less than 60 seconds. Sign up today at prizepicks.com or on the Prize Pick app and use the code PROS to get a 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Prize Picks truly is daily fantasy simplified. All right, so I told you already about Florida minus 3.5. The numbers crashed a bit, by the way, so if you haven't bet that yet, you might get a better number than I got, which is pretty cool. And I'm kind of surprised how much money is coming in here on Texas A&M. And, I mean, they're at home. Maybe there's some feeling here that A&M is going to turn things around and that Kellen Mond's going to play well. I don't really see it. I think their defense is in shambles. I think they've got real problems stopping anybody. And, okay, maybe the weather comes in, and that might be why you say, well, you know, Kyle Trask wants to throw the football. It might be a real wet and nasty day, so maybe that's why. You know, you can get Florida minus 3 right now, so let's just take that. I mean, I got it at 3.5, but you guys can get 3. Florida first half minus 3. Let's amend the play a little bit here because you can get a better number. Florida minus 3 in the first half on the road at Texas A&M. The line's 5 now for the game, but let's take Florida in the first half to get off to a fast start and get that first half number. I think, who's guarding Pitts? I mean, really, who's guarding Pitts? Rain or no rain, who's guarding Pitts? So Florida minus 3 in the first half is our first play. Alabama at Ole Miss. Now, there are some real concerns here about the weather with Alabama and Ole Miss. They've moved the game back to a 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time kick because of the hurricane. The weather could be a big factor, rain, wind, nastiness. The number has held steady, though. Alabama minus 13.5 in the first half. Alabama has been minus 24. It's down to 23 right now for the game, but I still like Alabama in the first half. Minus 13.5, Bama in the first half. All right, so let's talk about Clemson and Miami, the game of the weekend. I have talked to my boys in Miami, my guys who know Miami the best. They're very concerned about the Hurricanes. There's a whole lot of hype here coming in on this Hurricane team to keep this game close, and I think I am going to go against it. So the number is 14.5. I got it at 14. It's up to 14.5 at the time of taping, so I'm going to give it to you at 14.5 because I think I like it all the way up to 17. Clemson has too much talent. And when you go to their place and everybody starts saying upset, 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 that's when you get worried about getting ground to the, you know, to a fine powder by this team. Travis Etienne, you've got this incredible offense, best quarterback in the game. You know, does Trevor Lawrence look past Miami? No. Does Derek King play well? Yeah. Problem is, there's guys on that defensive line who are like nearly as fast as Derek King. I wanted to take Miami. I thought about it long and hard, and before I pulled the trigger, I made some phone calls and talked to some people that I trust. Clemson, let's lay the 14.5 here. Clemson big over Miami. Not a very fun fourth quarter, not a very fun second half for the boys broadcasting. Clemson's going to be all over Miami big, and expect ETN to have a big day running the football against Miami. Clemson minus 14.5. Let's go to the Red River rivalry. Texas and Oklahoma. I got a funky play on this, and I don't normally do this, but I'm angry that I missed the best number on the total, which it's now 72.5 on the total, right? Just crazy points. This is going to be a track meet, but I feel like we're going to be sweating it to get to 74, 73, 74 points. Like, that's a lot of points, man, for anybody to score. So while I think that play, the over, could hit, I mean, if they score 71 and you lose, that would be atrocious. That would just be a horrible beat. Tom Herman, the coach of Texas, is a legendary coach catching points. This dude is insane against the spread when he's catching points. The money's coming in on Oklahoma. Texas is now catching 3 points in this game. I'm going to do a teaser, and it's a little weird. I know it's a college football teaser, a college football in-game teaser on top of that, which is not that common of a bet to make. So it's a little bit against what I normally would do, but I think if you look at it and you're like, okay, how do we go ahead and do this? How do we, you know, put this forward? And to me, I think this is a way of making some money here. Same game teaser, even money on this. Trap? Maybe. But at the Westgate and at Circa in Vegas, you can do this where you take Texas plus 3, tease it up to 9, and you tease the total down to 66.5 and take the over. Even money. That's interesting. Now, I often go, what am I missing? but it might be because everyone's expecting the under to come in here and they think this game's not going to be nearly as high scoring. But I do think it's going to be pretty high scoring. And it's okay, it's two legs in one game, but it's only one unit. So even money, Texas plus 9 over 6.5 on a teaser. I got to take it. I mean, at the time of taping here, maybe it's going to change in the morning, but right now, I got to take that. Texas plus 9 over 66.5 on a two-leg teaser in the same game in the Red River Rivalry. So I'm playing that. And then the last play is a tough one because the quarterback situation at Texas Tech is up in the air. It looks like Bowman's out. So you got a backup quarterback playing here who played last week against Kansas State. I've seen this story before with Iowa State, however, and I don't know about the team speed for Iowa State. Iowa State is always a slow starter. They're at home. I think the Cyclones win this game, but they're laying 11.5 points right now. It was 12 for a little bit, but it's 11.5 at right now at the time of taping. I took the point with Tech plus 11.5. I've seen this movie before with Iowa State, and they don't perform as well as they're supposed to as big favorites at home. They lost to Louisiana as big favorites at home. Then, home dog, they beat Oklahoma, and they're singing their praises, and they're riding high. Brock Purdy, Matt Campbell, here they go. I'm just going to take the points here with Texas Tech at 11.5 and hope they keep the game within 10 points. I think it's possible, and I think Tech's going to score regardless of who's at quarterback for Texas Tech. So I know Texas Tech's not supposed to be very good, but offensively, I mean, they can score and they can run around and they can pick up first downs and they can move the football on pretty much anybody. It's their defense, which is really, really bad. And look at the numbers they put up at home against Texas, but they still put up numbers. So I'm going to take the points here. I don't like this pick. Of all the picks I've made, this is the one I feel the most unsure of. But I just feel like it's too heavy for Iowa State plus 11.5. So, to recap our plays here on a Saturday's Daily Juice, Florida minus 3 in the first half. Alabama minus 13.5 in the first half. Florida at Texas A&M. Alabama at Ole Miss. Red River Rivalry, teasing Texas to plus 9, teasing the total down to 6.5, taking the over. Clemson, minus 14.5 at home against Miami in a monster, really fun football game. And we're taking Texas Tech plus 11.5 up against Iowa State. This is a tough card. It's a tough week. This is a tough week in both college and pro. But we're going to have some fun with it here. And we're going to hope to ride this through a good, solid ending to the week. We've had a good week. Had a lot of fun last night and a lot of fun this week. So hopefully we'll keep rolling with that coming up here for a Saturday morning, a Saturday afternoon for college football. Reminder about the live stream happening tomorrow morning off the Betting Pros YouTube channel for all player props. I will give you tomorrow morning on the Sunday edition of the Daily Juice. I will give you all my plays for the NFL. Got a couple I really like, got a couple I hate, but I haven't pulled the trigger just about yet. Still waiting on a couple of lines, a couple of players. Jimmy Garoppolo is waiting on him, so we'll see where the line movements go. I've already given you the teaser. Remember the Steelers and the Jags teaser. Already given you that, so for tomorrow. So already got one play, hopefully, that you've gone ahead 4-0 on those teaser bets so far here for us. And make sure you're on tomorrow for the Daily Juice, our picks and plays, and then we're right back at it. Live stream, 11 a.m. off the Betting Pros YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. We're trying to get all the way up to 1,000 by the end of October. We're getting close. Hopefully you guys can help us get there. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning for the Daily Juice podcast and tomorrow morning for the Daily Juice live stream off of the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt. We're back same place on Betting Pros for the Daily Juice, brought to you by BetMGM.